Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 13, 31 to 38. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 13, the verses 31 to 38. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Let us think on the theme, the journey of love, loyalty, and humility. The journey of love, loyalty, and humility. As the final days of Jesus on earth unfolded, he was like a seasoned teacher or a nurturing parent, gently stirring his disciples toward understanding and resilience. He assured them that although he would depart, it was to prepare a glorious future for them. Among the many lessons that he taught them, one stood paramount: the command to love one another as he loved them, a love so profound it could change the world. Jesus Christ was not just preaching. He was the epitome of the message, demonstrating that true leadership is living out one's values. While Jesus focused on these important teachings, Peter, ever the passionate disciple, was preoccupied with Jesus' destination. "Lord, where are you going? Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." My dear friends, Peter's declaration of unwavering loyalty, even to the point of death, mirrors our own bold promises, made with sincere intentions, yet often without full appreciation of the challenges ahead. Jesus Christ, with gentle foreknowledge, questioned Peter's claim, hinting at the difficulty of fulfilling such promises. This was not to discredit Peter's devotion, but to underscore a universal truth. Our actions speak louder than our words, and true commitment is tested in adversity. Jesus' prediction that Peter would deny him thrice before the rooster crowed serves as a tear-jerking reminder of our human frailty. Despite our best intentions, we are prone to falter. This realization is not meant to discourage us, but to invite us to a place of humility and resilience on divine love, recognizing that our strength lies not in our boasts, but in our willingness to serve and be molded by love. There are two questions for reflection. 1. Have you ever made a promise or commitment with genuine enthusiasm, only to find yourself struggling to fulfill it when faced with challenges. How does this resonate with Peter's experience? 2. How can Jesus' command to love one another as he has loved us inspire our actions towards others, especially when it is difficult to do so? Lord, in the quiet of this moment, we draw near to you, humbled by the depth of your love and the lessons of humility you have imparted. Teach us to love authentically as you have loved us, unconditionally and sacrificially. Help us to live out our commitments not as empty promises, but as true reflections of your love in action. When we stumble, as we inevitably will, remind us that your grace is sufficient, turning our failures into stepping stones of growth. In your loving embrace, let us find the strength to embody the love and humility you exemplify. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.